Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast, the guest edition. We have a very, very, very special guest today.
We have the assistant choreographer who then became the choreographer on Glee, Brooke Lipton, half of the choreography team with Zach Woodley.
Mom,
aunt, dad, brother, sister, the choreography department of two for most of it, really was sort of like, I don't know, extended family.
Yes.
On Glee. We were so close to them. And we talked to Brooke, and you're going to hear just how Brooke and Zach were a part of every single aspect of the show. And it's fascinating because they're sort of like the unsung heroes, I think.
Oh, totally.
Of Glee. People don't realize how much they had to do.
And without them, we wouldn't have Glee. So
get ready. Buckle up. We get into it. This is Brooke Lipton, part one. Brooke Lipton, everyone.
Hi, you guys.
Brooke and Zach choreographed Glee for forever. From the very beginning.
I'm actually one of 12, only one of 12 who actually made it from the beginning to the end. There was an award that, like, you know, when it was like always trying to find silly things to do.
Yes.
And it was like, yeah, because from the pilot to the last episode. Because everyone else, people take breaks, they came back, they were off, they had an episode off, whatever it was.
But
I was there.
Yeah, because even when Zach left, you were there.
I was there. Top to bottom. I love every second.
If people don't know, Brooke is one of the most incredible dancers on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
She worked with everybody.
Everyone.
It's a lie, but thank you.
It's not a lie. Just take it, Brooke.
I'll take it. Okay. Oh, everyone has to also realize my sense, like, I'm so dry and sarcastic that I'm very negative too, but I really love you guys so much. So when I keep putting myself down, you know, it's just, that's my natural defense.
This is the same family.
Yes.
Great.
Okay. So, having danced in Hollywood and in LA for such a long time, you've worked with literally everybody. I particularly know you as the Britney dancer, but
yes,
you also served as the assistant choreographer on Glee for all, how many episodes did we do?
Oh, episodes? I don't know. Music number count, I used to think it was 749. That's what I told everyone. But then Andrew said it was 741. So I don't know if it...
You're in the 740s.
We were in the same boat. I started as an assistant and then I moved up to associate. Then I went to choreographer, then co-choreographer. So my title changed a couple times. Well, but honestly, mostly we were Department of Two. Like, it was me and Zach, you know? And then eventually it was like, oh, we need maybe a little help. Or then it was like, oh my gosh, more help. It was help, but it also, there's only so many things you could do. It's crazy. Right. So, we were probably the biggest, smallest department.
That's right.
Ever.
That sounds right.
And you had a completely, like, your relationship to the show and then to us was also unique. Mm-hmm. In that way, like, we had a completely, the rest of the crew saw us and you all on set, like the hundreds of people, but you had to put up with us at other times.
So I've been listening since Showmance and stuff. It's like, every time I listen, I'm like, does anyone get it? Like, I know there's people out there and they're listening and they're like, now they're getting this inside scoop. And then they're listening to, you know, Brad and Ian, like, they just should have just be one big name.
Basically,
like, as everyone's still telling these stories, I'm like, you weren't there. Like, it's so still hard to explain to everybody what it really means. And it's so, I feel like we were the biggest department that was so invested into the production side. Like, there's very few departments that were in those concept meetings, you know? So when it comes out and then, cause sometimes the scripts used to say, and they danced, you know, like, and then all of a sudden that's like, you know, a line is like, you know it by a minute. And also, like, there's this little square is like, and they dance joyfully or whatever. Like, at the beginning, we didn't know how things were. So, you know, Zach being in all those meetings, like, we were in that whole side of a lot of the development and trying to make something out of it. But then, so with you guys, with the actors, and then totally and with the production of the guy, you know, sitting there from when they're building the sets and trying things out. Like, we were just so hands on with all departments. It's like, we were in the mix of everything. I feel like we got to deal with all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So we got to deal with some of the fun stuff, like the performance, and we went on to, I mean, describe it as fun. I don't know. But like the flashy, the going on tour, making a movie, going to the White House, going to Europe, you know, like all the crazy, insane stuff, but then also still trying to, you know, decide how those ramps were going to work when we were wheeling down those, or how you're going to dance in water or with fire. Or do you remember the pool? Do you remember that we couldn't touch the bottom of the floor of the pool? And so we went and they rented out the YMCA and we're like, our chins are like this.
I forgot that part, that it was really deep. We watched that episode.
I mean, so I think my next question is, should I just come on the show every week and just break down all those numbers with you guys every week and tell you and remind you of the insane stories of
You guys were like the, for lack of a better analogy or metaphor, like the grout. Like, you filled in all the gaps between all the different departments.
That's a good, including
like managing us, where like without the two of you, nothing would have, there would have been nothing to shoot.
Well, wait.
In terms of like the musical numbers.
Without the amazing, like we had an incredible crew. And that was the, that was the thing that was so cool is that, you know, we would get, there would be a script with this idea or a piece of paper. And then usually Zach would be like, okay. Like, and we, you know, what was really important, you know, especially to him was like, we never repeated things. It was always brand new. Even when we did,
which is crazy.
Even when we did stuff and it was like supposed to be Madonna or Britney. And like, obviously I knew all the Britney choreography. We didn't just take it. I mean, obviously there was moments in time where it was iconic and it was like, we need this step. We needed this move because if we're trying to dance like a certain
artist,
everybody knew this in the music video. You wanted whatever that one step was to reference things. But it was, you know, that's a really big thing in the choreography in the world right now about stealing and taking and
the copywriting, you know, choreography,
copyright, which huge breakthrough, you know, but that was also in the front of our mind constantly as things were always going, you know, that was really important that it wasn't just, oh, copy and paste. Right. But we had these departments that like everybody knew how important it was to make this project, make it, we all wanted to make Ryan happy. You know, we always wanted to get that result that, and because it was just this sparkle. It's like, how do we get this? And it's like, so you're working with Lou, you're working with, you know, all the set, like the set deck coming into our rooms at 5 o'clock, setting up steel deck, trying to, you know, we're trying to get everybody together because everybody wanted their parts to be important and to help and to get that final project. And so, yeah, we were probably the most invested and we were the clowns. Like we had to make everybody happy. And like, you know, dance was actually the most exciting thing that happened. It was the break of when we were shooting or that.
It was the joy of the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, you were sitting in the choir room with the, quiet on set, the air conditioning goes off and you're just like trying to get through the scene work. It was like, music's on, we can dance, we can play.
Right.
Have you guys even talked about my platform?
No.
Do you guys remember how big my platform was that they used to build, that I would do the dances in front of you for like the first season?
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The first season, there was so much trial and error of figuring out what the hell we were doing. How did this like come to you in the first place? Like, how did it all start?
I auditioned to be in Vocal Adrenaline.
What?
Do you know that?
No. Yeah, okay. My jaw is on the floor.
So, okay, so let's go way back. So Zach and I have known each other since I was 15, dance competitions, things like that. We used to teach together. He was my pretend husband when we would travel on planes because I would travel with my babies. And so he'd be like, we have to get bored first. So we forever did this. I went and I auditioned for Vocal Adrenaline. He called me, I think that afternoon, and was like, I love you, but Ryan is 100% like, this is high school. So this is not television high school. So you can't be, I was 28 at the time. He's like, you can't play high school. Like, you're old. And I was like, yeah, I know. But you know, like, so like my sister, who's 5 years younger than me, like she was in Vocal Adrenaline. Mm-hmm. So he was like, but would you like to assist me? So it's like, do you want to work for 3 days or do you want to work for six? And I was like, six, okay, of course. Yeah, right. And he was like, okay, great. Let's meet at Starbucks. We got to talk about the main group. And I was like, cool. And he's like, so we go.
I'm so excited to hear about this.
Oh my God.
Because like, this is a side like we don't know about.
Oh, I have so many stories you don't know about. If the tin shed could talk.
I'm glad it doesn't. Okay, you meet at Starbucks.
So we meet at Starbucks and he's like, so he's explaining the show and talking about you guys. And he's like, he was probably in rehearsals for a week with you guys before I joined.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we had that much time without you.
Maybe like you an might hour have
done,
here or
you
there.
You might have done Twyla before me. Like, I don't.
No, you did Twyla.
I was there for
Twyla.
I was there for Twyla. Yeah.
You were definitely there for Twyla, but. You were definitely
We might have had that first week when we were first.
Because remember when you were first getting into the wheelchair, Zach was helping you.
Yes.
And I remember Brooke not being.
Yeah. Yes. No, I was. I definitely missed a week or so.
Yes.
And he comes in and he's
like.
We
didn't do much in that first week.
No. Well, we held hands and we walked in straight lines or tried to.
That's right.
On the beats. You guys talk about the 9 versions of it, but it was like, we just were trying to walk. But it was so cute. So, okay. So we get there and he's like, so we have this misfit group and he's like, you know, tall and short and this and that. And I'm like, great. And I was like, and he's, please don't stop believing. And I'm like in the parking lot, like jamming, like I'm showing you like rock and roll. And like, mm-hmm. I'm like bouncing my shoulders and like slapping my thighs. Like we, you know, mm-hmm. did. And he's like, yeah, I'm so glad you're excited about that, but I don't think we can do any of that. Like it was just, he was like, we are have to go back to, they're not dancers or not. And we have to get that feeling. And like, but mm-hmm. I think I was just so excited about it too. And he was also so excited to have that like energy of mm-hmm. being excited. And then we walk into the room and it's like, okay, we have to hold hands. Like, okay.
Yeah. What were your, like, did he warn you properly about the group's inability to dance?
Yes, I'm sure he did.
Was he warned? Like, do you know if he was warned by like casting or Ryan or anyone?
No, because this is the whole thing, is that you guys didn't audition to dance because no one thought about it. I thought about it in the audition
because I was like, they're only checking singing and acting, but how is there not like a dance? And I felt fine about me. I was like, well, I'll be able to pick up a 5, 6, 7, 8.
But then that's the whole fun. Like, again, the whole fun thing of listening to you guys talk to everybody about it is like, that's, you know, Zach had these amazing relationships with everybody, with Robert, and it's like, okay, mm-hmm. so you guys got to ask, you know, you got to make a move a little bit. Can they do things? So it's the same thing we talk about Corey. Everyone was so excited because they're like, he has rhythm. He plays the drums, and it was like, but that's a different rhythm.
Yeah,
like,
that's not correlated. Right. He's musical.
Musical.
But I think, oh gosh, that diagonal at the end.
Oh my God.
We never got it.
That's okay.
What's also insane to me to see the growth of, like, we just watched an episode where there's like 80 of us on stage and we're all moving. Everybody's like locked in doing the right thing. And to think that we could not get a diagonal with 5 people.
Well, also part of the whole show that was crazy too, is that, you know, you guys have talked about the progression of it moving so fast. It was like, okay, yeah, there are these misfits. And then like by episode 2, it's like, oh, we have a full performance number. It's like, what? Like, what happened to Sit Down, Rocking the Boat? Like, we're just doing disco, really bad disco. And now we're heartfelt and, you know,
moving.
Yes. Moving. Some of the most iconic numbers, like now we're moving and going to craziness. And then it's like 2 weeks later, it's like, we're at sectionals. It's like,
what? And it took us a month to figure out how to do a bad diagonal line.
Yeah, exactly.
Bad diagonal line. But it became a well-oiled machine to the point where there was literally dance doubles, but not you guys ever having dance doubles, but
yes,
the process of figuring out how to get everybody in the room.
Skeleton crew.
It only got worse. Yet, we could talk about tour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we will. Gosh. So after that first, I mean, like, what would the show, because like you said, there would be descriptions and in the pilot, like, they dance. Or Ryan would come in and be like, Twyla. Or Ryan would come in and be like, I just want up. I want something.
It needs to be more lifting. Yes. Like,
and you're like, lifts, but not lifts. Like, he couldn't explain it, but he had a feeling. And then you guys had to turn the feeling into dance, basically.
Well, and again, that's like the one, I mean, Zach is just a genius, you know? He's like the most unrecognized. Yes. I mean, everyone who knows him knows he is just the biggest angel in the heart and the smartest and most talented person. And I think only gets the hardest jobs in the whole wide world. Yes. You know, only is doing, he only does the impossible and makes it unbelievable. And that's what is so special. And so he's also, I mean, this was my first job coming in onto more the choreography side. So I was still like, because if you guys remember during the pilot, I was still Dancing with Britney. So right. I was rehearsing like the circus video.
Right.
Because I was like, I got to leave. I got to go to set.
That was so exciting.
It was so fun.
I mean, and side note, like when I first started coming to LA and my mom and I were here for like pilot season or something, and we saw a tour bus on like La Cienega or something in Hollywood. And we're like, oh my God, that is the most beautiful tour bus. Who do you think it is? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Let's follow it for a couple blocks like psychos. And we followed it to this hotel in
Sportsman Lodge.
It.
And it was Lodge?
No, it
or,
was.
Oh, were we when we were in Hollywood? How yeah. do you know it was me?
Because I recognize your hair. Because like you're the one with the hair.
The red hair.
I was the one with the red hair.
And I didn't put it together till, you know, we were in throes of rehearsal. And then you like admitted that you had to like go to like this, because you weren't like, you and Zach are also like the most humble, like self-deprecating people on the planet. You would never talk about your achievements and how great you are, but we can. And it came out that you were one of like Britney's longtime dancers and you had to go do the circus video. And it was like light bulb. Holy shit. I stalked her years ago and was so starstruck by her. And then like now, you know, you're our choreographer. Yeah, and it was just a very weird... Yeah, I so couldn't cool. believe it.
So you cool. are a psycho.
Yes.
No, just kidding. Yes. True. No, it was one of those things. It was like kind of crazy. And like at the same time, because this was just way at the beginning, like we were just still working on other projects and things and going. And then, yeah, once the pilot finished, you know, they were about to go back on the next tour, and I just done promo with her. So I was like in Japan and it was over in Europe, and they were like, yeah, so we're getting ready to, you know, set up the next tour. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I was kind of like, I kind of have this other show, you know? So like, I basically stopped doing Britney to do Glee because, you know, at that point my kids were now 4 and 6 mm-hmm. and going back on the road again, was a lot. And that would have been my third world tour. And it was like, or I can be at home. Who knew that?
Sort of.
Sort of. It would be like 15 hours a day, living right. in Long Beach, but you know, yeah. excited for Chick-fil-A when it came by. Right. But it was the unquestionable decision. Like this was exciting to be. I wanted to be working with Zach. I wanted to be doing this next adventure and don't regret that at all. You know, like I did the other one. I did that job. So now I was ready to like come and play with you guys. So, cause it was special. Like even the pilot was so fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know, originally Vocal Adrenaline was 4 minutes long. That first number. Yes. And good. we choreographed the whole thing. And Zach was always a big fan of cutting everything. Make it shorter, mm-hmm. make it shorter, mm-hmm. make it shorter. He's like, I'm the person in the room who loves dance the most and I don't want to see it. So he was very much like, this can't be. We got it down to 3 minutes. So they all came in, they cut it down to 3 minutes. So they shot it at 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then when it was on the edit, it was a minute dance, you know? So that kind of shows you how much I know, how much dancing was actually done. And,
that's an intense number. That is.
And so we played, you know, we were good cop, bad cop. And opposite for you guys, for the actors, than we were for the dancers. So for the dancers, Zach was bad cop. I mean, no, for you guys, he was bad cop and I was good cop. So he would be so hard on you. And then I would come and be like, no, it's okay. Do you need to work on this? And I would like, I was like, hug, his sis. Cause I was like, don't be mean to them. They tried. And he's like, no, they need to be like, he was just firm. Yes. And with the dancers, it was totally opposite. He just was having the time of his life. And I kept being like, they're messing up. Like they need to be cleaner. Yes. Totally, like totally changed the way we talk. Like we don't talk the way we used to, you know. Jen, no, I know you guys mentioned heads and holes and just so fun. Look, I'm only repeating the things you guys have said.
Like, and Zach was also infamous for not knowing the lyrics to words of songs.
Any
song. But he would make up his own to fit the dance move. So like, he'd be like, dirt on your knees.
Yes. I mean, but that, I don't know if that's just a trait that most choreographers, dancers, like we do, but like, yeah. I mean, I have all bad words for every song.
It's so helpful though. Cause like, if I can't count
a reference, yeah,
it's just also, we just had so much fun and like make you laugh.
Yeah.
So pilot happens. I'm bad cop. I'm trying to get everybody midway through the last day of shooting. One of our dancers goes down, kind of throws out her neck, and like, and everyone's like, can't you just finish? And they're like, no, she can't finish. And as she's getting wheelchaired off, or like taking the shoes off of her, trying to get the costume, because the whole thing was partnered. There were 30 vocal adrenaline dancers, guys and girls. So I had to step in. So if you watch the pilot, you can see blonde, red, blonde, red. And so
I just thought you were in the whole thing.
No.
That's why I was like, wait.
Yeah. So then what happened? Well, because I'm in all those pictures. There's these vocal adrenaline pictures. It's like me and Ryan are like all posed in costume, like Zach's like this.
Yes.
Which also, fun fact, you know, when they show vocal adrenaline's like feet stretching and doing that, well, those are Zach's feet. Those are like Zoom dims that they're like, oh, we need these shots later. And they like put costumes on them. But it was lunch break and I knew the dance, obviously, but I hadn't been put into staging and doing all this thing. And then lunch break, 30 dancers, no one would come help me. Like, I kept texting, like, but I mean, like, anyone, can someone come and like review? And I'm like, I guess I was too mean to them. I was telling them that their show was out of, I get it. now I'm in and work things and I'm like, caught, like, everyone okay? This, oh my, are you warm enough? Do you want my blanket? What can I do?
But I remember that moment so well, because what was also magical about how you and Zach were with us, you also built such like a great community of dancers on the show. Mm-hmm. And so many of those dancers in vocal adrenaline I had known previously to Glee. And so that day that you guys shot Rehab, I remember hanging out like back with all the vocal adrenaline people and then finding out that one of them went down and then you were stepping in. I was like, because it was
you guys were all hanging out. You were all hanging out having lunch and I'm stressing out and trying to relearn the dance.
I was like, well, she knows it. She's fine.
No, it was an awesome group. And I think, you know, one of my favorite things to do, because in general, I did a lot of, I wouldn't say like the way that the casting worked is like, I was still out in the world teaching. So I was constantly being like, oh, I know all these 18-year-olds, because we really needed 18-year-olds, people who had never worked in the industry before. So when all that auditioning things and bringing people in, like, we gave so many people their first jobs. We got so many people to become into SAG. And so it was like an average of like over 500 dancers a year would get jobs doing that, which was so cool. Like, it was so cool. And I remember the first time, like, when we did safety dance, and I was like, oh, we gotta hire 50 people. Like, it just, that was always so special. I think that was part of some of my favorite memory or like moments, is how many dancers we got to employ in it. Yeah. And at the same time, working with production, not trying to be greedy about it. So it was like, that would happen. A seed would come up and be like, okay, well, how many dancers do you think? And so we would be like, we would go, I think it needs 12. And they would say, okay, well, I think 8. And we'd be like, okay, can we have 10? You know, like, or you know what? 8's great here. We're going to need 4 more. You know, to work with like whatever the budget and how many we could really get into, like how many could we sell this for, you know, because we never went back to 30 dancers for vocal adrenaline, you know. Then it got down to, it was 24, then 22, some episodes it was 6, you know, like, you know, it was like, what could we mask for all those things? But it was, you know, the more the merrier.
Did you know Heather from before?
Heather and I grew up at the same dance studio.
Yeah, because
we're both from Phoenix.
There's something similar about you guys.
Of the best. I don't know what it, and you both have like a similar essence about you. Mm-hmm. Of like when you're dancing in a group, you find you guys.
Yeah.
And you can't take your eyes off it. I don't know what it is, but you both have that same thing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we grew up at the same dance studio. So it was Dance Connection. It was in Arizona. And it was all about performance. It was like the attitude is look at me and don't look at anybody else. Mm-hmm. And the person next to you is they need to have that same attitude. So there mm-hmm. needs to be three of you up on stage all going, look at me and don't look at everybody else. And knowing that like the people next to me are dancing the same way. So it's look at us. So, right. I mean, that's how we grew up. It was you stare at yourself in the mirror and you make sure that that person is staring at you and looks hot.
Damn, that makes sense.
It's one of the things I still try and teach because I still am out there going to teaching, but it's much harder now because we look at our phones more than we look at ourselves. Yeah.
Was Hannah also from Arizona?
No, she's from Texas.
Oh, I knew that.
But dancers like Haley, like I, mm-hmm. you know, I was teaching her at 12. So, you know, and then my sister and then like just a lot of the people who all came through.
Yeah.
We've known for so long. So like that's the whole thing. Like that was Haley's first job coming out to LA.
She was so little when she came on tour with us.
Yeah.
Sweet she was Haley. The youngest one out of everyone. And we were all so like protective of her.
Now all married.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Totally.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You mentioned before that you got to, you and Zach got to sit in, because you were navigating all these different departments, that you get, you got to sit in some of those production meetings or all of the production meetings to figure out what does this one little line mean in the script and how is that going to look on screen. What were those meetings like? Because we were never ever privy to any of that.
Like the tone meetings?
So I really didn't end up doing tone stuff until he left. So I wasn't doing tone meetings until season 5. It was more of like, so it would be a department head. So, you know, original tone meetings. So that was like Zach was there, Mark Hutman, Lou. It would be like the, okay, we need some costume. We need to know what's going on. Like, and that was just breaking things down. Ooh, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking this. And that's not where you really asked necessarily all the questions. That wasn't where you started saying, okay, I need 12 dancers. I need this dancers. It was like, okay, I see this happening here. And then those meetings broke down. And the next thing is you get to a production meeting. So now that all that is, department heads get to walk away, take all that information, then you got to kind of break down, okay, what do we really need? How are we going to make this work? How are we going to make this different? And then you kind of, then that next step is present and, you know, mechanics of working your way through everybody, like, can we do this? Can we do this? How about this? This is our idea. And then you present the next step, you know, then they present the stage looking the way they do, or they get the drawings of the costumes. Ours was always harder because it was like,
how do you present it?
We just were asking, can we get some dancers? And then it's like, can we get the set made? I mean, even the risers, that was a production, because do you guys remember your baby risers?
Yes.
Oh yes.
And I remember even getting them, period, was a thing. And then we got like a version of them. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. You're absolutely like, right. So there was two sets of risers because, Vocal Adrenaline's risers were a full foot. So it's a full foot step up, and you guys couldn't
step up a foot. Right.
It wasn't that you couldn't handle it. I'll say more that the choir room didn't allow it. We maybe didn't need it. Maybe a little bit of both, but well, that's a progression of we just trying to get step up to getting those things, but trying to figure out how many inches you guys could dance and step up and do levels and where we can make the different. And then eventually you guys did graduate and you got full risers and
you guys made it.
You guys did the whole thing, but it was funny because you do like this 6-inch riser and it like, it didn't help because Corey was still, you know, Frankentine. And then you had Tater Tot down on the floor wheeling around and, you know, all the levels were crazy. I loved it.
I'm so interested in like, because you talk about all these different departments presenting what they had to do, you guys asking for things, and Ryan was so involved in so much of, he'd come into our rehearsals, he'd personally approve, especially in the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything.
Oh yeah.
And so there was a shorthand that seemed like all of you had to learn with each other, because these things also weren't happening like, oh, make a presentation, you have a week to do it. It was like things were getting turned around in like an afternoon or the next day. So like what was it like developing that sort of shorthand with Ryan and with the other departments? Because also, again, a lot of these people had all come from TV. We're not used to shooting musical numbers. You guys are so used to doing musical numbers, but maybe not at this rate and with different levels of expertise in your students. So like, I felt like you were all balancing and meeting in the middle of, okay, we're coming together to create this thing that is wholly unique, and we all have to learn how much each department or Ryan needs from us to be able to tell you, to convince you that we know what we're doing.
Well, I think so much of it was easy at the beginning, you know, so working with Lou, who did costumes, she understood that they had to stretch. you know, that you couldn't have, you needed to have a gusset and things, or if you, you know, you couldn't get a suit on if your guys' arms didn't go past here, or that it was worth the money to spend, you know, to buy an $80 dance shoe than to buy the $30 dance shoe from, you know, wherever, or the fake heel, but then they broke, you know? So working with people who knew where the worth was in the value. And I think that also comes from, obviously we had an amazing production, you know, like we had Kenneth, who basically understood how to fix all these departments and say where we could spend the money and do all this stuff, because it was important to spend the money.
Yes.
Like it was important to spend the money to make this work. And I think that's why this show did work, is because as a department, you felt valued and loved in the sense of, instead of, I don't feel like we had a super fight. Like, how dare you? But also in a respectful, and I think that's something I take with me with everything I do. So like, you know, I had like 75 dancers on Lucifer, and I just did, you know, I just worked on that new Apple, Palm Royale is coming out. Like we had 75 dancers on that. And what I've learned from Glee is it's not just about being selfish. It's not, okay, I need 75 dancers and I need 2 weeks of rehearsal. And it's like, no, okay, I can work with these 20, like my days are going to be 75 hours a day and I don't care, you know, like, but like, I'm going to rehearse like this and I can then flip-flop one actor in and get them like that, like manage time management and knowing how to be smart about what is really needed and what is a necessity. And I think we all respected each other in that so much that you really went, okay, there's value in that. And you had to trust what our opinion and things were. If I said that's not safe, you know, this floor is not going to be a safe floor. Well, it looks pretty. Well, yeah, but they're going to fall. Like, so what is it? What is another option? How do we make this not slippery and do those things? But you had everybody who wanted the best product and the best job. No one had that ego.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think sometimes the hardest thing was when the years and years go by, you get new people kind of coming in and everyone has these great ideas and you're kind of like, it really works like this. And then they go, okay, great. It works like this. And you know, that was, you know, only time that you had to go through changes. You had to go, we had more cast, we had more people, we had other things, but we really had an amazing group that wanted to make the top happy. And knowing that also by treating departments well, and that was going to be a smart way to do those things. So, you know, we worked really hard.
You worked harder than anybody. You guys worked
hard. We worked hard to also to make it look like it was easy. Like it's also not my job to go, this is so hard. This is so difficult. It's like, oh, you have seven numbers this episode. We don't have any music and you don't have rehearsal time and we shoot tomorrow. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Totally. Yeah. We can do this. Like, it was, dance is great.
So how did you guys manage the time, given that that was usually the case?
Well, especially as we got going, like as the seasons, because in the beginning we had more time.
Oh no, more time? No. So we get a script, and it has music, and then we have no music,
right?
Because they have to create the music. So like it was also backwards still. Like we were the last department to get it. So that's where those demos would really come also in handy for us. Like you guys were recording to demos, but if we didn't have a demo, we didn't know what the breakdown of the song was going to be.
Right.
So we never like saw a song and said, oh, Don't Stop Believing, let's just rehearse and make something up, because without knowing who's singing, where the storyline's going to be. Oh, this is, you know, this is Artie and Tina's dialogue. They're in a fight right now and they need to throw looks to each other, or that we're not supposed to have, you know, Finn and Puck next to each other because they like,
yeah.
like,
Yeah,
like Mr. Shu would be choreographing and not putting people next to each other because now they're in a fight. Doesn't matter. Right. That's how. But we had to wait till we knew those moments or where those partnerships are going to be coming in. So we were guessing, and then it was like, how quickly could we get a demo? How quickly could we get a demo? Then can we get a breakdown? Then, you know, sometimes we never got your guys' recording till the day of. We never heard that stuff. It was like, well, I hope it sounds right.
It always worked.
It did. But it was that was sort of the magic. But we were, it was never super, it was easier at the beginning because the scripts were a little bit more there. And so music was a little bit faster, meaning we were ahead of the game, you know, or right on track. And then it got a little harder when we would get behind and it'd be like, well, we got this.
In the beginning, when we had more time, it was so, we probably didn't realize it either at the time, how important that was for all of us in terms of like cohesion, because we had, when the show got picked up after the pilot, we had that full month of like January when we were first in the tin shed.
Boot camp.
And we didn't have episode. Well, we knew we had the first episode, so we knew we had Push It and whatever else is in that episode.
Yeah.
But we were, you would like warm us up every day. We'd show up, we'd do stretches. You would teach us rehab just to like,
get
you know,
it in our boot camp.
That was, that was all, that was so, you know, that was Zach just going, knowing that you guys had to learn also that how do you muscle memory? How do you start learning faster? Yeah. How do you start picking up things? Here's a dance you guys were all obviously familiar with. Wasn't really what you were going to do, but it was what we were going to get you to doing. I mean, those lifts were not overhead like we were doing. Eventually, Vocal Adrenaline got psycho.
Yes.
But rehab really was the style that you guys got up to.
Right.
You know, so it was getting to that stuff, which was great. You know, we loved sort of that time that never, ever happened. Ever again. But also, you know, the crazy thing too was, for the first 13 episodes, you guys weren't on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to, it was the beauty of it. You had to trust us a little bit more and we could be meaner to you. Because we could just keep saying, you look horrible, you look horrible, you look
but
horrible.
But we also
you
knew know, we looked horrible.
Well, but in a way, but you know, that no, I need more, that projection.
Yeah.
Like, and never, it not saying like, never being like, you guys did great, but never like patting you too much on the back, being like, great, okay, good, we're moving on and we're moving harder. Like, so there was this constant push and there was a little bit of this fear in the sense of what it really looked like. And because you guys never got to see yourself on the screen, I feel like there was a nice control that we were like, and then you guys aired and then you were so good. Like, then it was like, oh, well, we're so good. Look how good we look. It's like, that was so hard. Like, it was a real sort of change because then there was a little bit of, oh, well, they're just going to edit it out if I look bad. Oh, they'll never do that.
Oh, totally.
And that was part of like, no, that's not how it works. We don't want to edit it out. We don't want to not have to have all those things.
Like, you don't want a number just full of close-ups. Like, that is not what we're going
for. Right. But you guys also got better and then that process was easier. But there was this sort of, there was magic at the beginning and then like a little of that, like, oh gosh, they're knowing that it's okay. And then it's like, nope, we're going more and more and more. So like there was this little circle of time, but it was also just hard to figure out how do you incorporate a wheelchair to look like it's smooth in there? How do you put partners together of someone, you know, how short Tina was compared to the guys were tall.
Yes,
you know, like it, nobody was misfit. Like we were a misfit group.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's what it also felt like in the beginning when Ryan would come in or like all the department heads would come in and like watch the number. Andrew would come in with his iPad and film it to learn it himself, where it felt like, because Ryan would normally have a note or two and we would like tweak things, but we were all sort of figuring it out together. You guys are figuring out how to interpret the script and then put it on us. to like the and adjust it depending on our ability. And then we were all together figuring out how do we make Ryan's vision come true. Because there were so many, I mean, think of that first season. There wasn't a number that did not get pre-approved or pre-seen by all the departments. Like Lou and Mark would come in.
There'd be seats in the front and we'd do it, perform it for them.
I think it changed in the years later. Like we would video it, send it out to everybody, then sometimes get that approval. We always tried to get the directors to come by. But again, it started getting harder because the directors were shooting the episode as we're still in the rehearsal process. And then what the real hope was is that we did a rehearsal and there weren't going to be any changes. I mean, that was our real main goal. Was it wasn't let's do this and let's see what happens. It's let's be smart enough that we don't get any notes.
Yeah.
How often do you say you guys would get notes? I don't even remember. Like how would you say most of the time towards like once we got to that groove, you didn't get that many notes?
I don't think there was ever that many notes. I mean, really past the beginning, there wasn't some major, I'm trying to think if there's any major disasters. I mean, every once in a while there'd be like, this is not
what we were looking for. Right.
But that's kind of more of like, well, but that's what we said we were doing, you know, at the time.
And minds were changed.
We really try. Or more of like, no, we need to add more. Like, no, we actually want 3 stripper poles now in the number. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't that have been fun? We did that. We did that a lot later when we got to New York. Like, we went to the clubs and we had strippers. You guys just weren't always there.
What's wild is that, like, that New York faction, Vocal Adrenaline, like, you weren't just choreographing New Directions. You were also choreographing all these other people and styles. Like, everyone had their own sort of, like, vibe, dance, like, style, identity.
And do you remember this? Besides, so at the beginning, the dancer platform. So if we'll explain that one more time, because I don't think we actually did.
Oh, yeah. Please
literally,
explain it.
Literally, there was a dancer platform or Brooke platform, or we kept calling. But I was behind the cameras up on a higher level to be doing, like, I looked like literally like waiting lines, but I was dancing. And a lot of times I would have the God mic too.
Yes.
Talking and screaming. Like, do you remember, Jenna, when it was the Christmas episode and it was Saturday morning and Anthony was directing and we were all in our pajamas and you hadn't even been to rehearsal. Like, and not in any fault of your own, but like you had never made it to literally rehearsal and I'm like teaching you the dance, be like, how do you feel? And then I'm like screaming over the microphone and like doing and you look great. And that became like another new norm doing that sort of stuff. But what happened is, gay hands. Oh my gosh. Heads and holes. We would do all the rehearsal together. Zach would be there, shoot, film, start to like get you guys, make sure everything was working. And then he would leave, like not really season one, but then later, like he would go back to the studio and be working on the next song. And I would be staying there and watching you guys, like stay until you guys finished shooting. And that happened a lot, season two, season three, because we were doing so much, or he would have another rehearsal. Like he would go and start and have rehearsal.
Right.
So that was also the crazy part is like, we were also part of, when you're talking about the numbers from the head to the tail, because we were there as it developed, we were there till the end, till it shot. Because, you know, again, most departments, you sit there, you build the set.
And then you go off.
And you go, great, it looks good. We shot it, boom. And then you have, you know, the art, like you have the other departments take over for being on set for your stuff. Same thing with costumes. Design, build, great. Then you have your costumers who are still there with you guys. But it was just us. So we were there till the end of those numbers. I mean, I was also put into numbers because I needed to help, especially the turkey lurkey day.
Oh my god.
I was in turkey lurkey because we never had anybody in there. So like we never had Sarah, Jessica really come and Leah and all there. And so I mean, just watch Turkey Lurkey because I know it's everyone's favorite. but like, I'm open the door and then like, I'm always presenting my hand and then I'm like pulling That's people and then funny. I'm like pushing. Like I, and oh at the same God. Time that that was happening. So that was a New York set. You guys were with the new directions shooting with Zach on the other set. So we didn't even have someone really like watching it. And I would kept being back, going back to camp. It was like, is it look okay? Do I look like, is the number working? Like, are we checking on that?
And, oh my God.
And do you guys know, do you guys remember my, I had to break down every number. So for, you know, you talk about the scripting needs to see what it was. I used to make a football play of every single dance number. Yes. So every formation that you would be in, it would be X's and O's. And then let's say, so let's say it was Vocal Adrenaline and there was like only Jonathan Groff, which was, what was his?
Jesse.
Yeah. So like his would all be X's maybe for the guys and circles for the O's and then one big J. So you, I would have every formation set up and then where he is. And then I would time code it. So like that was at 30 seconds. And then this one's like at four because poor Carol Banker and poor Babs, like who needed to kind of follow along.
Were our script supervisors.
Right. So then I'm sitting there and we have those, but then for you guys, it was every single letter at every formation change would be a block.
I did not know you did this.
I had no idea.
Oh yeah. And then every once in a while, like I wouldn't do it ahead of time. And like, we would get to set and we're rehearsing and you guys, it's like, Brooke, I'm like, I'm on it. Hold on. I start like, I'm like literally drawing the formations as we're going.
How often did Zach call you like post work hours to be like, to talk? Like, did you have homework?
We left work on the phone and then we would talk all night and then we would laugh. I mean, but we also like, I feel very serious right now. We had the best time ever laughing and hysterical and loving this. And like, I mean, we were just so silly. We were just like, we just had so much fun. Like we were always having fun. I enjoyed being at work. I enjoyed being around everybody and making everybody laugh and being silly. Yeah. But no, we were 24/7 or we would finish the day, leave, be at set for 12 hours and be like, oh my gosh, we got to talk about today. Like, we just got to talk about this.
Like, why, like, when Jenna and I lived together, it was so good because we would come home and sort of do that with each other. Debrief, fully.
Oh, we used to have the best meetings at We Spa.
Oh my God, yes.
So basically, this was back when, this was more when we were in the powerhouse, which was our, so the reason why it was called the Tin Shed, you guys said this because it was literally a tin shed.
It's so hot because of the tin roof.
It was so hot and the bathrooms were downstairs. So you had to pee every time you had to pee.
You had to go downstairs.
It was a lot of peeing. And then the powerhouse was an old powerhouse that they gutted for us. Like they created that.
It was huge. It was so amazing.
Nice. Yeah. Huge. It's still there. I used it last year. It was so great.
Oh my God.
It's my home. It still has like some of the faux brick wall because when we made that a New York set and like left it. Yeah. So it's still all designed. But usually what it's sadly used for is a lot of like, it used to be like crew lunches would be in that room.
Oh yeah.
It's the big place to set up food. Yeah. It's like, oh,
fair.
But we'd be sitting there and we'd like just finish an episode and we're waiting for a script and waiting for music. And it was like, I think we should have our meeting today at the We Spa. So we would go drive to the We Spa and think about
this is things.
The
Korean spa for people who don't know in LA.
A 24 hour Korean spa. The guy side, the girl side, the family side.
Going after the pandemic, but man, it is. It was such a great place.
So good to have our meetings
there. Yeah, you guys always just made us. I always personally enjoyed dance rehearsals most of the time because, like, you guys, it was like you guys were our friends. Like, as much as you were our, you know, our teachers and our
coworkers,
and like, coworkers, like, you were our friends. And so we always, like, it's like the relationship you have with your makeup artist. Like it felt here, it's so intimate and personal. And, you know, you always like looked out for us and we always laughed a lot. So it was just
dance is like the most amazing thing ever. Like it really is one of those things where, it just makes you so happy, you know, or, I mean, there were certainly some tears in that room. Lots of tears, no matter how frustrating it was, it was like, that was the fun stuff. Like you got to play, you got to move. We didn't take it very seriously. You know, it's funny with you guys are breaking down these scripts and you're talking to everybody, like when you're talking to everyone, it's like, okay, that wasn't for real. It's like, we knew that. Like you can't watch these shows and be like, what were they thinking? It was like, we were thinking exactly what you should be. Like, this is a joke. Like, making fun of ourselves. We are being silly. And like, we did that. We did that when we were moving and playing and trying to like, again, like the more that you guys laughed at yourself and we laughed at the jokes and we laughed at how ridiculous it could be, the better it all was.
But I think it worked because you and Zach were like that. Because could you imagine, I can imagine all those hours in dance rehearsal with somebody who was like overly serious and be like really cleaning us up and making sure, like, you know, you're never going to, you knew what you were going to get from us. And so like you would have gone crazy if you were that serious about all of it all the time. And it also felt like, to Jenna's point, that like dance is sort of like an equalizer where you have to be vulnerable because so many of us were not comfortable doing it and we weren't that good, but you and Zach were like there to catch us. So everybody, and especially because we had the time in the beginning to figure it all out together, everybody was sort of, I don't know, more open to each other in those moments with you guys other than any other department, because we spent the most time with you. We could be the most honest with you. You guys could be honest with us. Where if there was this mutual respect and openness that, like, when you're on set, there's like a certain level of professionalism that we, like, you know, the cameras are on.
We had professionalism on the show.
No, but like when we were in dance rehearsal, it was more like, we're just kicking it. We're going to get it done. We always did.
We're all going to get it done. But, you know, that was, I feel like that was a place you didn't have to be on. You know, you didn't have to come in and have makeup on. You could have a really bad day.
Only reprieve from like
it was. Talk crap about everything. You could, and at the same time, you could be so dramatic about all the stuff that was going on, and then come into the dance room and be like, "Oh yeah, that's really not as you guys have a harder job." And like we were like, just shut up and let's do this because like also
you could check us and it was welcomed. We wanted you to check us.
Well, in the best way is like, you guys, it's not that deep. Let's just do this. Let's get our job done. Let's have fun. Not take it seriously. Let's laugh at it. Let's pull our stuff together. And remember, like, we are singing and dancing. Like, we could be doing drama. You could be doing the most dramatic Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be doing something hard. Like, we just have to be fools up there. And the more that you guys are fools and like that we got that out of you and played with you, but it also was, it was a totally safe zone. I mean, and that's what, I mean, I'm so surprised where all this conversation has gone, because I really got worried that we were only going to be talking about scary stories and I was going to have to be closing my mouth constantly and be like, whoops. But we just, it was like that place where it's like nobody was watching you. Mm-hmm. Nobody, you know, you didn't.
Very true. That's a big point.
You had no makeup on. True. You could be so real. Like, you could be laying on the ground. You could take, you know, Corey would take top ramen and just eat it out of
sometimes the bag. Like they would have like the boys would have like their Kiss makeup on but like regular clothes on.
Oh my god. Oh.
And you're like, this is I can't look at you seriously right now, but like, okay, let's just work.
It was also like a check-in. Like, we could remember, like, Zach would make fun of us, be like, one day MTV, like, he'd make, and then we ended up on MTV and we were in rehearsal for MTV, and he's like, yeah, well, here we are somehow. So it was always like a good foundation. Like, you guys felt like mom and dad in a way, but like siblings, like the older siblings that we could look up to.
Well, more like we were your aunt, uncle that were going to kind of like give you alcohol, but like, and didn't care if you had it and knew that you were drinking it. And like, even when you try to hide it, it's like, dude, you guys are totally drunk. Like, you know, we were that sort of like, or like, absolutely give me some too. Like I need, give me a drink. What the hell am I doing here? I mean, how many nights did we spend till 4 a.m. sitting there on set or, you know, you guys, the smelly airplane.
Oh my
Do you remember
God.
How bad the airplane smelled?
Oh my God.
That was okay. So that was our tour. That was the second tour when we were big time because we flew.
Okay. So I learned a lot today.
And there's still so much more. That's like, I felt like I knew everything because we were so close to Brooke and Zach.
But there's a whole other side that we just didn't know.
They were so good at like, I think compartmentalizing what they had to do, probably because to save their sanity, because they were in charge of so much.
Exactly.
But I mean, thank you, Brooke. I hope you, like, I really enjoyed hearing that.
Oh,
and there's still so much more.
Yes. There's a lot more to be said. So stay tuned because there's another part coming with Brooke. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it was really, truly fascinating to me to hear all of that.
And that's what you really missed for now.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.